When someone gets promoted, one of the last things that anyone thinks about are the accounts payable control issues. This is unfortunate because not focusing on these control issues leaves the organization at serious risk. In this short talk, we take a look at three places where every organization should investigate every time someone gets promoted so the organization remains 100% protected. Make sure you stick around until the end when we discuss one issue that no one ever talks about. That is no one but me, and it puts every organization at risk in ways that you never thought. Hey guys, I'm Mary Schaefer, founder of AP Now, the one-stop shop for cutting-edge business intelligence if you work in, manage, or have responsibility for the accounts payable function. So area number one when someone gets promoted. When someone gets promoted, their old access to the ERP system should be closed off. And then in the new position, the new access will be set off. Most of the time, not always, but 98% of the time, the person who gets promoted will need different access to the ERP system. So you want to close off the old access. If you don't do this and you promote from within a lot, which is a really good practice, you'll find out after 10 or 15 years, you have people who have access to a large part of your ERP system, and that really doesn't protect you, when we talk about separation of duties, okay? So when someone gets promoted, old access to ERP closed off, and then in the new position, the new access is opened up. And that's true not only if you're in accounting or accounts payable, treasury, finance, that should be anywhere within your organization. Okay, area number two that organizations often forget, and that is to evaluate your signing authorities and notify the bank of any termination of payment responsibilities and make sure that they terminate it. So if you have somebody, for example, who is setting up a wire transfers or approving wire transfers or ACH payments, whatever, that ability should be terminated and the bank notified. Okay, it's not enough just to tell the person, hey, you won't be doing that anymore. You really need to be terminating it and notifying the bank. And of course, that rarely gets done. And now, before we move on, we can help you with your AP issues and your payment wins. We balance serious topics, accounts payable, payments, accounting, and finance with new videos for these channels on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And we have an occasional bit of lighthearted fun with Wordle on Saturdays. Our library of videos for you to watch has over 300 videos and is growing every week. So expand your business acumen. And when this video is over, check out our library. Now, this is the one item that no one thinks about. And it's not because we think that your employees are going to try and pull a fast one or do something that they shouldn't. Most won't. A few will, or one or two might. So you want to take that into consideration also. But that's not the real reason that I'm bringing it up. So you also need to analyze if the employee who's being promoted has a company P card. Do they still need it? Will they need it in their new job? Most of the time, the answer to that will be no. And if they don't, cancel it. Not only get the card back. In fact, you don't even really have to get the card back. You just have to make sure that you cancel the card. Now, here's why. Yes, one or two of them might try and use it and buy something personal, but that's not your main risk. And that's not the risk that I want to make everybody aware of because nobody ever talks about this. Okay, so your employee has the card and it's in their wallet. And if they're like me, they just leave it in their wallet and, life goes on. And 6 months down the road, unfortunately, a pickpocket steals their wallet, okay? And, when they discover it, needless to say, they're very upset and they start calling all their credit card companies to cancel the cards. Do you think they remember that they have that old card of yours in your wallet, in their wallet? Probably not. And if they don't remember that they had it, they're not going to cancel that card. And that's going to be the only card that the pickpocket's going to be able to use. So it doesn't take much. Just figure out, hey, do they need the card? No, they don't need it. Cancel it, okay? It's something every organization should be doing as a matter of course. It should be part of your whole process. Although I know for many organizations, they don't do it. Okay. Internal controls are a tricky thing, and it is very easy to get one wrong. We created a very short quiz for our viewers to test their acumen regarding the controls around invoices. Do you think you'll get all the answers right? You can watch the quiz right now using the link that will appear momentarily on YouTube and is in the show notes below. I appreciate your support you give us by giving us a thumbs up, subscribing, sharing, or commenting. Good luck.